Track number 21, Monte Almendros Urbanization and Camino del Canal Pathway. If you take Ramblilla Street, opposite La Caleta Cultural Centre, and carefully cross the main road by the traffic lights, you'll start the short climb up through the main entrance to the Monte de los Almendros urbanization. Its name is derived from the abundance of almond trees that cover these hills, and whose fruit is an essential ingredient in the local confectionery trade. The trees are in blossom from January to February, signifying an end to the coldest part of winter. The urbanization is made up of over 200 villas and houses, most with great views down to the sea. Driving around its streets, you'll discover wonderful gardens and beautiful landscapes, as befits one of the most exclusive urbanizations in Spain. The great hill of Monte de los Almendros connects the Loma de Miranda pathway with the inland villages, which are only a few hours' walking distance. 300 metres after leaving the main road, you can turn right and take the Camino del Canal, following the concrete road close to the pine trees and heading towards the cemetery. On this route, you'll see tropical fruits such as mango, papaya, chirimoya, avocado and medlar. You'll also pass country houses and see other plantations, all with fantastic views of Salobreña. One of the most settled subtropical cultivations on the coast of Granada is the chirimoya, or custard apple. It comes from the Peruvian Andes and is highly regarded for its large, heart-shaped green fruits, which look like a cross between an artichoke and an avocado. And remember, the famous American writer Mark Twain said they were the greatest fruit known to man. The chirimoya tree can grow up to 8 meters high, but its average size is usually between 4 and 5 meters. The trunk is smooth and grayish, and its branches spread out close to the ground. The flowers are not very striking, bell-shaped, pale yellow, and with 6 petals, 3 of which are internal. The tree flowers in June and July, and the fruits are picked during the winter months. Another important subtropical cultivation is the avocado, which is native to Central America. It's a leafy tree with big rounded crown, although there are more irregular specimens. The trunk is smooth, relatively wide, and brown or greyish. The flowering period starts at the beginning of springtime, wrapping the entire tree with greenish-yellow flowers, and the fruits themselves are available from the end of summer. The name avocado comes from the Aztec word ahualcat, meaning testicle. The valley's richness provides an ideal ecosystem for bird life. If you like bird watching, it will be easy for you to see robins, fan-tailed warblers, crested larks, Sardinian warblers, serins, red starts, small owls, hoopoes, blackbirds, Turkish doves, sparrows, nightingales, and even peregrine falcons. Further down the valley, close to the riverbed, there are also different species of coots, moorhens, wagtails, terns, and razorbills. Next point, cemetery and surroundings.